CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My septic tank, it's overflowing. Never thought it would feel this fast. Now he's feeling low. Hey, the cleaner cracked a joke so bold. Said only two folks in one house could feel it. Don't you worry about what Hank said. It's just a septic tank. Don't let it mess with your head. Mark's feeling embarrassed.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Still think I'm writing that stuff? That's listener.
Yeah.
No, that is listener submitted artificial intelligence, I would assume, unless they got the band together and they're putting together these morning show songs. I'm telling you.
Out in the garage
I'm
after work.
I'm telling you. Mark Septic Tank. And I did get a note.
Did you?
The Septic Tank issues as described in yesterday's podcast, Extra. Bonus feature. We do a little bit more than the radio every day. We would certainly appreciate it if you could check that out on any of the podcast apps, Spotify.
Extra special yesterday.
Well, it's extra special when Hank, the septic tank
guy
is cracking jokes about, wow, you fill this up for two people in one house in only 2 years. I'm like, but Laura from Lenore City. Mark, maybe she's the writer of these AI songs that we continue to get. Mark, don't feel embarrassment. I'll tell you, embarrassing. My parents have a septic tank. Valentine's Day, after my long-term boyfriend has broken up with me just a couple of months before, my dad had the lid off the septic tank for some reason. Our 140-pound English Mastiff fell in.
Oh.
That's a dog, by the way.
Yeah.
Not something you ate for breakfast. I had to jump into the septic tank in my cheetah print house shoes to get this big-ass dog out of the septic tank.
The massive Mastiff. Mm.
Talk about a wonderful post-breakup Valentine's Day. I'll never unsmell the smell. I'll never unfeel the shame.
Oh.
Laura, if you're still free, I could marry you. You could have septic tank embarrassment as the theme of our wedding. We'll get married at the septic tank. It's all done now. It's finished. It's done. The embarrassment remains.
It'll stick around for a while, I think.
Hank, the septic tank guy. What? Only two people live here?
How was it you described his eyebrows?
His eyebrows are like caterpillars that shot to the top of his his baseball cap. What? Because he's like, how many people live here? Like I lived in a commune or something. And I'm like, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. It's just the two of us filling it up.
That tickled me.
Filled that thing up. Well, I can tell. Good morning. Welcome. Hi. On Taylor Swift Hookie Day, we are going to write notes. If you want to take, if you need a note to get your kid out of school today for what we're doing with all the Taylor Swift music this morning, playing the entire album, Tortured Poets Department. Which is near Housewares at Kohl's, I'm pretty sure.
That's right, back in that back corner.
The shoes, the Housewares, and then the Tortured Poets Department back there. We're playing all the songs off of the album today, including the highlight, the big hit right now, which is Fortnite with Post Malone. So it's Taylor Swift Hookie Day here on the Mark and Kim Show on this Friday. Sorry. On this Tay Day. Did you see that Ecuador, because we're all trying to work fewer than 5 days a week now, Ecuador... Which is in what continent?
Asia. I told you, I'm always going to say Asia first. My answer to every Czechoslovakia. But
there is no Czechoslovakia.
I know, that's why I had to give that up.
There's no Yugoslavia either.
That's why I had to give that up. So Ecuador, now it's Asia.
Ecuador introducing a 3-day work week, but you're still going to answer the question.
3-day? Four, they've skipped right over four.
You're still going to answer the question, on which continent would you find Ecuador? I'll give you a minute, I guess. And this is interesting that this comes out this week, because they're looking into like trying to save energy because they're having a big energy shortage in Ecuador and other countries in the continent of. Wow. So the silence, the radio silence, as we call it. That's good stuff. It's called dead air on the Mark and Kim show. but I did see something even more interesting than this. Oh, 3-day work week. There is a country introducing, and check this, and think about this for a split second, as long as you're thinking about which continent, you'll find Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
The 4.5-day work week.
4.5?
Could you get behind that? Now think about it for a second. If every week, if you're an 8-to-5-er, all right? If every week you had a day where you got a half a day off and they let you choose morning or afternoon once a week, because I don't know if we're going to go to the 4-day work week. I don't think we're going to do a 4 10-hour-a-day work week, 4-day, 10-hour-a-day work. I don't think we're going to do it. Other countries have tried it and
they
didn't
keep talking about it.
Oh, you know, and they keep talking about canceling daylight savings time.
Yeah, I know.
All right? You know,
all of our lives.
You know who keeps talking about it? Politicians.
Yeah.
And you know what politicians are made out of?
Hot air.
No.
Oh.
Politicians are made out of people. And so, but a 4.5-day work week. Now, this doesn't apply to us, but it would apply to just the everyday 8-to-5-er.
Mm-hmm.
Could you handle, would you get excited about a 4.5-day work week as a...
I think so.
I mean, think about
that. If we worked regular hours,
once a week.
Once a day.
Once a day, you take a half day off.
That'd be great.
Once a day, you take a half day off. That works for
us. I can get behind that.
When we do it every day.
Yeah, I know. We can't complain.
I mean, you've worked a lot of 8-to-5s. Or have you worked a lot of 8-to-5s? I know you've had a lot of jobs.
He had 8-to-5 jobs, but he didn't work on them.
I've had a handful.
Now, you've had 5-to-8 sentences, but have you had 8-to-5 jobs?
still got to work.
Good behavior. But even in the jail. A half a day off a week. Could that be the solution to the, quote, 4-day work week? We're not going to get.
And everybody would think they were winning that way, don't you think?
You'd look forward to that half day at the end of the week.
Or it doesn't have to be at the end of the week. It could be a Monday. It could be a Wednesday. I'd like a half day off in the middle of the week because it breaks up the week a little bit.
Because you can pick, if you can pick your day.
Right, 8-to-1. You do 8-to-1, then you're off at 1 for the day?
Because you'd think everybody would pick Friday, but if everybody's picking that, I want a day where not everybody is off.
And what day would that be?
Like a Wednesday or something like that. That's what I'm saying. I like the day when not everybody's off.
I don't know. Questions I ask don't get answered. I don't know if I was... And the country of Ecuador found on the continent of?
South America.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It only took her 4 minutes. We'll be back. Tomorrow, 4:20, of course, I'll ask the yes man, and that is significant of what?
I mean, I know what it is, but it's not significant to me. But
no, I'm asking, what 4:20? Relax. My name is Mark. Not,
he jumped quickly to that.
Mark, not Narc. Settle down there. I was just asking you, what's the significance of 4:20?
It's like National Marijuana Day.
Ah, he doesn't smoke. These are signs you have got a closet stoner in your presence. If they call it marijuana, they don't smoke. If they call it weed, they smoke.
Really? Well,
what does your son call it?
He didn't call it anything that I know of.
Does he call it late for dinner?
No.
Everyone knows the stereotypical signs that someone smokes a lot of weed, but people on social media are talking about the ways you can tell if a person is a closet stoner. That was a test.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you got
everything's
awful.
Everything's a test.
You got awful spotlighty on us, like the lights have been shown upon you. It's like, you know, he immediately came out with excuses. Do you see that? Right away.
Immediately.
Here's great. Here's
I know what it is, but I don't really know what it is. It's just kind of, I've heard.
Back off.
And I tested him with if you call it marijuana, you don't smoke. If you call it weed, you do smoke.
So real potheads, I guess.
And it's another one here. If you say potheads, you don't smoke.
Oh.
Nobody calls it pot anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We know you don't smoke.
Yeah. Never tried it or anything.
We know you don't smoke.
Okay.
Comma.
But.
Someone.
Okay.
She's not really good at filling in the blanks, is she? She'll finish my sentences, but she won't finish that one.
Right.
To my knowledge, he's never tried it.
Who are you talking about?
My son?
I wasn't talking about your son.
Oh. Okay.
Huh. That's telling.
How about this one? Someone said, this is how to find out if you have a closet smoker in your presence. Someone said, I had a boss ask to see my lighter once. I handed it to him. He turned it upside down and observed the bottom edge smudge of black tar where I smashed the bowl down in after I lighted it. That's a big pot smoker. I'm sorry, marijuana smoker thing where they take their light and then they push it down with the bottom of their lighter. Why are you looking at me like that?
Push it down where?
Into the bowl, dear. Do you know?
It's got a little holder.
Okay, you need to. Yeah.
Okay.
Mister. What? Not me. I didn't do anything.
But this is how you do it.
I know all the things about it. I just don't do it.
Right.
Let me ask the yes man a question. How many grams are in an ounce?
28.
Look that up. If they're American and they know offhand how many grams are in an ounce, they're a closet stoner. Uh-oh, you're one for one. You're one for two now.
28.3.
How did you know that? We don't do the metric system here. You know, the grams was the metric thing.
There was a Wiz Khalifa album called 28 Grams.
How did you know that meant an ounce, though?
Well, if you listen to the album, you can put it together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you listen to a lot of weed culture music.
I did in my past.
But you don't smoke the weed. Okay.
No.
The weed.
The weed.
He's taking the pot. He doesn't take the pot, yes.
Yeah, we're deep in the culture here, you can tell.
If you ask a person, hey, do you smoke? And they reply, smoke what? The answer, 9 times out of 10, is yes, they smoke weed.
Really?
Yes, if you say,
smoke
hey,
what?
Hey, do you smoke? Smoke what? A cigarette smoker will just say yes.
Yeah, I bought a smoker for my husband, you know.
You're so innocent. You're so innocent. Comma.
What are you doing? I don't understand what you're doing.
He does. The closet stoner is also the most relaxed, reasonable person in the group who laughs at your jokes and doesn't give a crap if they're not even if they're not funny. The giggler in your presence.
Even if they're not high.
Well, no, that sounds like me.
What's up, chucklehead? It's the Mark and Kim Show. Take the day with Tay. As if you'd like to take the day off and enjoy the entirety of Tortured Poets Department, you can do that here all day on Starwater 2.1. This album directed specifically at Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Lautner.
That's not true.
They're off the hook. This is directed at whom?
Joe Allen and Maddie Healy.
Ah, those failed relationships.
And we knew about Joe Allen, but the Maddie Healy thing is kind of a surprise.
Well, seeing that was really quick.
Yeah, but she.
But then he messed
throws
up.
Throws that in there. Yeah.
Yeah. The tort.
Attention Swifties. Are you having a listening party today for the release of Taylor's new album, Dead Poets Society? Well, Party City has you covered. We have everything you need for the ultimate T-Swizzle experience. Glitter, sequins, balloons, and anything else you need to enjoy the, League of Extraordinary Tortured Gentlemen. Serving food? We have plates. Drinks? We have cups. All that's missing is cat hair. And if you're a real Swiftie, you've got that covered. Happy Friday and enjoy her new album, The Torture Chamber Compartment, or whatever, before the special edition comes out next week.
So do you use the Nextdoor app at all?
What is that?
It's an app where you can go and you subscribe, if you will, for free.
What is it?
To your neighborhood area, the community. It doesn't have to be just your neighborhood. Oh, okay. I guess not. I subscribe. My mother asked me.
Hold on. That would mean that my neighborhood, I'm not even sure my neighborhood residents, my neighbors, if you will, even have Wi-Fi. I'm not even sure they know what the internet is.
You can't even steal their Wi-Fi.
I mean, I've sent out group emails where I get like out of the 20 homes or 15 homes or whatever in my neighborhood, I'll get one response back on something significant.
Oh, so you're
like escapees from a facility, you know.
And one person goes,
okay, thanks. I'm not even sure. I swear, I don't even think they know what, I don't even think they have computers.
Oh,
So me on the Nextdoor app. And that would also be concerning myself with neighbors.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well,
you know,
I subscribe to two different communities.
You know what neighbors are made out of?
people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
yeah.
I subscribe to two different Aries because my mother.
Yep, of course, keeping dibs.
No.
Keeping tabs.
No.
Tabs on your mom. Mm. The poor woman can't go to the bathroom without a phone call.
My mother asked me to subscribe to her neighborhood because she's like those people in your neighborhood, retired, and doesn't,
retire.
Get on the. Well,
they retired before there was a retirement. That's all the people in my neighborhood.
Well, mom doesn't get on the computer because she's afraid she'll get on porn somehow. I'm not sure why. But anyway,
your son's been on her computer?
No.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so So she asked me to get on her neighborhood, next door thing. And then I'm on my community just because my husband used to be on our neighborhood association and he got on the next door thing anyway. So you can learn a lot.
That's the person you want monitoring the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First, I'll knock out the power to the neighborhood and then I'll go watch the neighborhood.
Well, you want to know what they're saying about your husband, because he does so much in the neighborhood. So anyway, on there, you can learn a lot about your neighbors. And one of the neighbors in the neighborhood over from us was complaining about three boxes being stolen from their porch in 2 days. And they're like, what can I do? And they put a picture up there on the Nextdoor app with this person wearing baggy clothes and this hat and the hair. They either had short hair or no hair or had it all up under this baseball cap thing. You couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. They had sunglasses. I mean, you really couldn't tell anything about them.
A real true porch pirate.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, clearly they were doing this, and they don't know if they were monitoring their house, but they must have been, because within minutes of the boxes being delivered, their doorbell camera was showing that within minutes of them being delivered, this person was taking the boxes.
You know that people follow these delivery trucks.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're watching your house. If I can give you any kind of comfort on that at all, they're just following Amazon and UPS and FedEx trucks.
Well, however it was happening, within minutes of them being delivered, they were taking these boxes, and they were like, what can I do? This has happened 2 days in a row now, three boxes taken, and it was pretty significant stuff. And so one of the articles I saw this week was about the next innovation in doorbell cameras, and I thought it was pretty hardy things.
Pretty what?
One of them, pretty hardy steps on the doorbell cams, because now they're getting it to where you can rig them to where they have paintballs that are shot at the people who are porch pirating. Oh. But there's also one that you can have paintball cartridges, but also tear gas cartridges.
Good.
Ooh. And I thought, that's pretty extreme.
What does Under Armour say? Protect this house.
Yeah.
Well,
we must protect this house.
So, I mean,
I like a little bit more invasive than paintball,
So the tear gas?
Real bullets.
Oh, no. Even more invasive than tear gas. If I could rig my doorbell cam to, good way to get those Girl Scouts off the porch, isn't it?
Oh, never mind.
Is that the first time Taylor Swift has dropped her own name reference in a song by Taylor Swift? I don't know. On this Tay Skip Day, if you want to lay out of school, you have our blessing. On Tortured Poets Department Day, we've been playing the song since midnight last night, and we'll go until it's all done somewhere around July. As we welcome our two contestants for Her Versus Him, Mark Versus Kim, the game of the day is The List. Stefan and Leslie are playing The List, and they're playing The List for...
$25 gift card to Buddy's Barbecue, and you know they're smoking since 1972. Visit one of their 14 Knoxville area locations today.
And your son's been smoking since 2020, is that correct?
No. Right? No.
Okay. Hey, good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Stefan. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Both of you need to speak up just a touch, and I'll also raise the volume up a little bit. All right, I'm about to be handed a list, Stefan. I'm going to try to describe this list to you over 75 seconds. Best of 10 wins the thing at the end of the round. Leslie, if in fact we had to skip or run out of time, you'll have a chance to steal some points. We're not prompt you. We'll just say, Leslie, time to steal some points. If you remember what we were describing and didn't get, then you have a chance to steal those points. Right?
Right.
All right. And then for you, Stefan, at the end of Kim and Leslie's round, any questions from either one of you about how the game is played?
No.
All right, Stefan, on your mark. Get set, go.
Okay, this is when you're playing the game, hot or cold, it's in the middle between hot and cold. Oh, you're hot. Oh, you're hot. Oh, okay, you're cold. You're cold. You're getting...
Warmer.
Yes. When you lay on a bed, sometimes you want it harder and sometimes you want it...
softer.
Yes. Sometimes, like a pillow, you want it either with, if it has a lot of feathers in it, it makes it, if it,
soft.
If it, think about how it, I'll skip this one. I'll skip this one. This is good. There's the part of the pool that's shallow, and then there's the part of the pool that's the blank end. Okay.
Deep end.
Right, but just give me that first syllable.
Deep.
Okay, and if it's the most feet of any pool in the world, it is the
deep.
No, bigger than that is the most it can be when referring to that word is what? Not but what are the initials for Eastern Standard Time? Quickly.
ETC.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Crap almighty.
I'm going to skip. All right, there are movies that are frightening, and then there's the one that's the...
This list.
Oh, she got me on the list. Scoremaster Steve, what do you have?
Stefan was able to get two, but there's two there that Leslie can steal.
There's actually three.
Three.
All right. Leslie, you want to steal anything?
Deepest.
Deepest! Eastern Standard Time, EST on the end of deep. I'm trying to find a way to get to that. Because Lord knows the pool with the most feet ever didn't seem to work out so well in the description. Anything else, Leslie? Leslie?
Fluffy?
Oh, so close. That was fluffier.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Anything? Quickly.
No.
All right. Warmer, softer, fluffier, gloomier, uglier, deepest, scariest, baggiest? Baggiest? Junkiest? Junkiest? Gee, many Chris. How in the grumpiest, huh? Interesting you put that on the list. All right, Scoremaster Steve.
All right, as of right now, it is 2-1. Stefan 2, Leslie 1.
All right, Leslie. Congratulations on your victory in Buddy's Barbecue. Visit on your mark. Get set. Go.
This is the person that leads a football team or a baseball team. Wears the whistle around their neck. Yes. This is the person that stands at the front of the classroom and gives the lesson.
Teacher.
Yes. This is the person that stands at the front of church and gives the lesson.
Pastor.
Yes. This is Joe Biden.
President.
But anybody who's running for office for the United States or for a town or they run for re-election or they, anybody that's running for any office.
Pass.
Okay. This is the leader of the school. It's not, the
principal.
Yes. This is the person that is the head of an orchestra. It's the one who, the leader, not the... it's a fancy name for it, too. It's not just the...
Beth.
Okay. Mm. This is a... if you have brother, sister, and the leaders of the family, it's the mom, the dad. They are the...
the parents.
Okay, but one of them would be what?
Parent.
Yes. And this is the head of your office. It's the
supervisor. Manager.
Scoremaster Steve. Oh, wait. Scoremaster Steve. I know there's at least three that he can steal, but what's the current score?
As of right now, it stands Leslie 6, Stefan 2.
With only three to steal, it's over, baby. Stefan, you want to save a little of my face here and give us some answers for those that they skipped or missed?
Sure. Conductor.
Nope. And anything? Politician was one, and maestro.
Maestro.
The
and then boss was the one we were working on there. But coach, teacher, pastor, politician, principal, maestro, drill sergeant, I skipped. Parent, boss, and president.
Even though she said president,
yeah, but I wasn't describing it.
She could have. All right. Hey, Leslie, congratulations. We'll see you over there at Buddy's Barbecue.
Thank you.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who gets to ride the lightning rod at Dollywood?
Oh, it's easy as answering a phone call where we say caller number 10. Hello. The person that I'm speaking. Yes. Hello. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey. Tamara.
Hey, Tamara. Tamara doesn't know she's got a second name, and it's caller number 10.
Yay.
You married into the caller number 10 family. Well, congratulations, Tamara.
Yes.
Now, how do you say it? Tamara, you. Tamara. How do you say it?
Tamara.
All right.
Yeah, three syllables.
Yes, there was a Tamara. I went to school. Don't call me Tamara. Call me Tamara. I won't call you tomorrow or the next day. All right. Tamara, we got a wheel chocked full of either single day passes to Dollywood or gold season passes to Dollywood. We both struck out spinning, if you want to call one day pass striking out. It's still a great thing.
I think that's a win.
But yes, but two.
Hey, a win's a win.
A win's a win, but two gold season passes are a real win. So who do you want spinning the wheel for you today? You want Kim and her gnarly fingers reaching down there, or me?
I have beautiful fingers.
And my soft hands, of course.
Oh, please.
Reaching down there.
Let's go with Kim.
Of course. So you have to yell it out, girl. Yell it out. Spin that thing.
Spin that thing, Kim.
Here she goes. One day, gold season. Gold season passes. What noise? What noises are you making?
That was excitement.
Do it again.
Yes.
That or the wheel fell on me. I'm not sure.
It could be either way.
If we had listeners that sounded like, we'd be like, try that again. Tamara, you got gold. Season passes.
I'm excited for her.
Can you take your Valium?
I got a gold pass for her.
Okay.
Two of them.
Two of them, Tamara.
Yes. Exciting.
Congratulations, Tamara.
Thank you.
So if a restaurant told you that you won a $40,000 boat, you would insist upon the $40,000 boat, right?
Like, you know, if you won it, yeah.
Yes, if you won something, like we just gave away gold season passes. You would insist upon the fact that we gave those to Tamara, who called just a little while ago.
Yeah.
And whoever will call in the 11 o'clock hour and the 3 o'clock hour. See how I worked that there?
Mm-hmm.
Because the coffee chain Tim Hortons, which is the same place that owns all the Burger King locations. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, I did not.
Tim Hortons took over Burger King and ran a contest for a $40,000 fishing boat. Because, you know, Canada. And they informed dozens, hundreds, thousands.
Oh my gosh.
Of customers. They sent an email telling thousands of customers that they won a $40,000 fishing boat. Let's just say it's 5,000. Do the math. 5,000 times 40, 5,000 people times 40,000. How much are they out, Kim, on fishing boats?
160,000, I don't know, 160 million, I don't know. It's a lot of money.
I like your first math. Oh, my God. She is on fire today.
I'm on fire every day.
Today, especially. A guy in Canada named Darren Stewart Jones got an email from Tim Hortons on Wednesday telling him he had won a $40,000 fishing boat. It was the grand prize in a contest they've been running called Roll Up to Win. He's excited about it. Until an hour later when a buddy called him and said, "Hey, I won a fishing boat from Tim Hortons." Dude said, "Wait a minute. I won the fishing boat from Tim Hortons."
Oh my gosh.
Well, it looks like Oprah works for Tim Hortons now. You got a fishing boat and you got a fishing boat. It turns out, oops.
Oh my gosh.
It was a bit of a mistake.
Can you imagine being the person who is responsible for that mistake?
That's a lot of money they have to up, which is $5,000. $40,000 fishing boats is how much?
I don't know.
I know that Yes Man went straight to the calculator to figure that out.
Yeah. I came up with $2 million.
Is that what you came up with?
That's what I came up with.
Mm. So what do they do now that they've made the mistake?
Apologize. Oops, my bad.
They sent a follow-up email telling them to disregard the boat thing.
Yeah, but I don't think you can just do that, can you?
Well,
I mean, you can, but does that take care of it? I mean,
someone started a Facebook group called the Tim Hortons You Want a Boat Group. Nearly 2,000 people had joined it as of last night, and they're all demanding their boats. May not happen because the fine print says Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend a contest if there's any sort of error made.
It would be $200 million. I don't know. It's a lot of money.
I would say quit while you're ahead, but I'm not sure you've ever been ahead.
Hold on.
$200 million.
I don't know.
So 40,000 times 5,000.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You figure it out.
I've already figured it out.
Okay, then tell us.
$40.
One of the nation's most famous hotels, the one featured in The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Overlook?
Yeah. It's the Timberline Lodge, but it's better known as The Overlook in The Shining. Went up in flames last night.
Not good.
No, but thankfully, the fire departments that came were able to put it out before it totally was destroyed. The fire was in the attic, and so they rushed, several fire trucks. If you see the pictures, it's like, oh my gosh, the place had to be destroyed. But it was in the attic, and they were able to stop it before, like I said, it was totally destroyed. But
did they catch the culprit? Was his name Jack Torrance?
No. Here's Danny.
What is up with you today?
That's what he says.
Is that how you interpret that? When was the last time you saw The Shining?
It was probably three, four years ago because we made Eli watch it. We made our son watch it.
Wow.
Because it was classic.
Remember the pictures? Oh, you don't know this. Pictures and video of him on a Dollywood ride where he was frightened to death, and they were making him get on it no matter how scared he was.
And then he loved it, and then he started riding things.
You should see the face.
We knew
on this
he
kid.
Would enjoy it. He was terrified.
That's right. Force him into it.
But we did force him into it.
How did he like The Shining? Or is he one of the generation of kids? Ah, that's not scary.
Yeah, he didn't think it was all that scary. Yeah, he loves scary movies.
That doofus Alex O that used to work here. Oh, yeah. Still does. Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Well, that's terrible.
I
mean, as long as the main. Because I'm pretty sure, unless it's changed in the last few years, they've left the interior of the Overlook, of the Timberline Hotel, to look like it did in the movie, in that great law, in the great room, in the great hall.
For the most part, because people come and want to see.
Sure, yeah.
But the exterior is really what was mostly used, but there is that first interior thing. But they said that they think it started from embers of a chai. So it wasn't set by anyone or anything, but they were able to save it, so I was glad
to see
that.
Sounds like a song from the 60s. Embers from a chimney nearby. Text from my wife. Congratulations. I said, on what? She goes, the song artwork. I said, what? She goes, oh, you haven't seen it? You posed for it. I'm like, what? She says, check your Facebook page for the Mark and Kim show. So I went and checked the Facebook page for the Mark and Kim show. You bastard.
You like the face tats?
People are liking that look for you.
Did you really put my head on Post Malone's body with Taylor Swift?
I did, yeah.
Oh, good. You did it in black and white. That's in sepia tone, though. So.
That's so you can pop more. You stand out from the other.
We know how you like to stand out.
Yeah.
Do I?
That's why I made your head bigger,
really?
Too.
In your presence?
Yeah.
How can I do that? How's that even possible?
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More, more.
Well, it's Friday. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, and hello. It is us on the Mark and Kim Show. Friday edition of the bonus podcast.
On the day you're celebrating your new single with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, huh? How about that? I found out through the grapevine, aka my wife on our Facebook page, saying, oh, nice picture.
It's always fun to see how long it takes you to hear about something.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't take you a while to hear about things sometimes, too?
No, I think that's fun, too.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't know y'all were... Is that on the Ten Commandments of the Mark and Kim show? Cubicle? Do not pose him in cover art?
That's not on there.
I found a loophole.
You found a loophole, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. That's all you do. Yeah, you are, yes, the loophole man. That's what you are. But, if you're listening to this far into the podcast, you heard a follow-up to yesterday's septic story. Eagle-eared Emily texted the program, or texted me yesterday, and said that I was looking for a title for the podcast based on my septic issues. And you heard the intro that someone has sent us, a song created out of artificial intelligence.
Somebody sent us.
Somebody.
Yeah, about my septic system.
Uh-huh.
My septic issues. I hope you enjoyed that because somebody must have worked really hard on getting that
somebody
to us. Mm-hmm. And Eagle Ear Emily said that I should have called it septic hand embarrassment. Secondhand embarrassment.
That's cute.
And I said, damn it. Should have thought of it. But that wasn't what I had another title in mind.
You still haven't thought of it?
Still haven't thought of it.
Like peptic septic or?
Peptic septic.
Something like that.
My septic is filled because of my peptic problems? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yes, it's all resolved. And I still afraid to peek to see how much I would fill it up in a day. Because, you know, if it took 2 years, two people. Filled it up to the brim, as they used to call it.
Good old Hank seemed to think that was a lot for you all.
The septic tank guy. So we'll move right along. And I have been reading a book called Manhunter, based on a TV show that I didn't watch called Manhunter. I'd seen that the... it was a very interesting topic for me. I'm always interested in things that are criminal in nature, because I think it's cool how people can figure out crimes. I'm enamored with the detective work that is done when they figure out a crime. And one of the things I've been interested in for a long time is FBI profiling.
So is this a based on a true story kind of thing?
Well, Manhunter is. Mm-hmm. And Manhunter is a book based on the an FBI profiler. And he talks about tips and techniques. And one of the things I found the most interesting is a man with three daughters and a granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
Are tips from the FBI profilers on how to vet the man or the boy that wants to date your daughter.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Now, as a man with one daughter married, one daughter has a live-in lover, and one daughter has a soon-to-be live-in lover as she's starting to infiltrate herself into his house. I hope that's the
case.
Does
he know that?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm sure he'll find out.
He hasn't noticed.
Soon enough, when there's more and more clothes, and this is my daughter with clothes, trust me, and shoes and everything else. So, no, they're a progressing relationship, and I couldn't be happier for her and for him, because he's getting a gem of a daughter. So, you know, whether or not any of my daughters get back into the dating world is yet to be determined, although Kim continues to say that she's got no plans for a third husband.
No.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to have a third husband. She has got no plans for a third husband.
I'm really happy with my second husband. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that you're not planning for a third husband. Mm-hmm. So it says here, and I took this excerpt directly from the book about profiling. It says, regardless of your daughter's age, in your eyes, she will always be innocent and vulnerable. So when her date comes to the door to pick her up, it's natural to feel protective. After all, you were just like that young chap once. And honestly, would you have let your daughters date you?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
I was an absolute gentleman with every girl I ever dated.
Well, of course.
Don't say that. Some guys aren't.
Well, no, but I mean, knowing you... I very much believe that you are an absolute gentleman because, mm-hmm. I mean, you are a gentleman. I mean, you're kind, you're mannerly. So I have no trouble believing
that
you're
an absolute... Well, then who's that asshole on the radio?
Well, I don't know. He comes to visit every day, but, you know.
You try to kick him out.
Yeah,
but the two of you
he just keeps
enough.
Hanging on.
Yeah, you know. But,
but seriously, I mean, I can believe, I mean, because, like, there's traits that people have, and you know, the more you get to know somebody, you see all the different sides of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I was what they called good in the room. Good in the room. That's a thing that they say about agents and closers on different things. I'm good in the room, which meant
like coaches.
Like Phil Fulmer.
Yeah,
he was good in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He played really well with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I played really well with the parents.
Yeah,
no matter who I dated,
I can see that.
You have to.
No, having to and being that person are two different things. Mm-hmm. Putting it on can be seen in a damn heartbeat. Because I saw boys that would come through my daughter's lives that I could figure out in a heartbeat.
You knew
heartbeat.
It was an act?
I knew about boys that my daughters were dating or men before I even met them based on the things I was hearing and the things I was seeing. And
really?
I could not have been more right on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who ended up, when we caught him in his lies, walked in front of a truck on a highway and killed himself the night I caught him lying to my daughter. I was not even in the same state And I had done the work with police and other things to finally convince my daughter that this person that you're dating is lying to you. This person that you're dating has been arrested on multiple occasions for the worst type of drugs that you can be arrested for. And if you don't see, because you're blinded by love, and this is my most emotional, passionate child.
And that has to be so scary.
She's the
for
one
you.
That falls in love hard and is blinded by it. And so as the father, I had to make sure that she knew exactly what I felt. And I'm not afraid to tell my daughters anything. I'm not gonna tread on the side of being overly cautious when I have a gut instinct on something. And if I become the asshole father because of it, then every once in a while, then guess what? You got to be as a father. You got to be the asshole father.
And because, you know, it'd be real easy for people to say, but wait a minute, she's an adult daughter and that's none of your business. And it's like, no. When it comes to safety.
I will be 96 and my oldest daughter will be 23 years younger than that. 73. And I will still care about her and protect her the way I do
but
today.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, because we go back and forth a lot of times about, you know, you're always saying, well, it's not your business. He's a man about my son. But as a parent,
the things you get involved in,
when it comes to the serious stuff of safety and real gut feelings,
you put yourself in positions that you don't need to be put in with your son and his freedom at this age in his life. He needs to be out. He needs to experience a few things and you're holding the reins on this kid. But that's not what we're talking about.
I'm saying I don't care how old children your kids are. When it comes to gut feelings and safety and certain things,
right.
It is always your business.
Period.
Yes.
Because what we've talked about with you over the last few weeks and months concerning your son aren't about his personal safety.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
They're not about his personal safety.
Absolutely.
So what? Back to this FBI profiler thing. And I helping to make my daughter realize that the person she was dating was a bad person and that the things that he had been lying about were such that she could have been hurt by those lies, by him doing things in her home with drugs that could have had her home seized. Seized, okay? This is a teacher that makes about $40,000 a year and is able to afford her first home by scrimping and saving and not spending on stuff. And so to, you know, so
ruined her life, her career.
He could have ruined everything for her. So I was that father and I stepped in and I said things and I made sure that she understood things and I got police involved. And then when he was caught dead to flipping rights, it's when he ran from her home and ran out into a highway and got himself killed. And you know what? I'm not sorry about it. Sometimes lives need to end. And his life was going downhill. He had already abused and ruined another family.
Mm-hmm.
He had been involved with other women and done the same thing too. Oh, I found everything out. So probably, you know, I was interested in profiling before that, but I'm really uniquely interested in it now because I was able to help my daughter figure something out before it was too late for her. And so this is about how to kind of profile the young men that want to date your daughters. And as somebody who dates young women, I don't know. Is this a warning about the yes man himself? So here are some tips. Run a background check. Now, these aren't tips for fathers to do for their daughters. This is something you would do as a person who wants to date someone.
Right.
These are what the FBI agents who specialize in profiling individuals in order to predict behavior, people you date.
So like for the young woman.
This could be for the young woman. This could be for the person that loves them and wants to protect them.
In addition to all the Facebook checking and all the things that you do.
Because people can lie about their social media all the time.
Absolutely.
One of the easiest things to scam is social media and people through social media. What do you think the Tinder swindler was all about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about all these romance scams that take place?
And if you haven't watched that, you need to see that too.
So this is kind of like, yes, daughters can do this. Women can do this, but it's also at the same time, vetting your daughter's date. And, you know, if you've got a 13-year-old or a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old in your life, and they're in the dating field and they're living at home and they're in school and all these other things, these are things that I will advocate for a father to do. Absolutely. Even if your daughter doesn't like it in the moment, and even if you do it without telling your daughter. Sometimes you need to do things. Like maybe your daughter can't afford to run a real background check, but I bet you could. Gentlemen, I bet you could. Ask your daughter for the guy's name beforehand. Then search for him on websites such as Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. That's obvious. Any personal profiles or videos that turn up will give you a sense of his personality. Look closely at his favorite movies, books, and games. Criminals usually get their ideas in a movie. They are inspired by the things they watch. Criminals don't read a lot, but criminals love if they have movies and they're about things that are illegal. They might, in fact, be something that might be something they would pull off or try to attempt to pull off.
That makes sense.
On your daughter.
That makes sense.
How to steal her identity or get her checking account number or something like that.
Yeah.
How about this one from a profiler? Gauge his dressing judgment.
It's just funny because of my dressing choices.
Yeah, but
they're interesting.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, I guess you find that attractive to people. And I guess you've attracted people. So they must not care what black socks, white sandals combo you've got on today.
Well, he's neat and he is like dressed in pop culture, I guess. You know, you're well dressed.
I don't dress like a thug or anything.
No, you don't.
You don't dress like a thug?
No. I wear pretty fitted clothes for the most part.
So if it's not fitted, if it's baggy, that's thuggish.
And I don't wear like, I don't know how you would really pinpoint that.
I think you try to be hip.
Yeah, that's a good way.
I don't try to be
trendy for a certain culture.
I could see that.
You're wearing nothing but polo logos today. You've got a polo logo on your hat. You've got a massive polo logo on your jersey, on your sweatshirt.
I got one on my pants.
One on your pants.
On my socks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on your socks too.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
The black socks, as you like to point out.
For whatever trend that is, that's what you decide to go with. Is he dressed appropriately for the date? His look should show thought and effort. This is important because what a person wears reflects his overall level of judgment. Sports jacket, combed hair, and cologne, good. Well, you got the cologne part down.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you do comb your hair, except when you wear a hat.
Right.
Cami pants, unwashed hair, body odor, not so good.
Mm. Well, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, in today's world, the 16-year-old is not dating somebody who's wearing a sports jacket, okay?
No.
Like a sport coat.
But as you're older, depending on what you're doing, you know.
Well, it was a little chillier this morning. Did you have your polo jacket on, too, on top of your hoodie, or just the hoodie?
Just the hoodie, okay. Yeah.
Tats and piercings. Here we go, because, you know, the new era, the new age.
Yeah, that's a little different these days.
Tats, neck tats, face tats. Generally, according to the FBI profiler, the more visible and in your face these are, the more they represent a cry for attention and sometimes even help. Someone who is demanding, look at me, may have trouble, being sensitive to another person's needs. To be sure, ask about the meaning of his body art and it will provide specific insight into his character. Now, you've tatted my face up for a certain Facebook post today. My wife had to say, congratulations. I'm like, what? You made the song art for Taylor Swift. I'm like, what? And they have, yes. And what is under my eyes? Does it say always tired?
Always tired and you have a teardrop and then you have
so I've killed somebody.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
A teardrop? Well,
and the sword.
Or somebody you care about died.
Is that what that means? That doesn't mean I took somebody down to Chinatown?
I believe if it's filled in, you killed somebody. If it's hollow and it's just the outline, then somebody you care about died.
Or I plan on killing somebody and I'll fill it in when I do.
You can do that, yeah.
It's in preparation. Great.
Let the conversation stop. Here's a tip from a profiler to dads about the daughters and the men that date them. See how this person fills the pause. Beyond obvious red flag references to your daughter's chest or his old man being in jail, look for a knack for making small talk. Gabbing about current events, sports, or the weather, no matter how trite, shows that he's polite.
Okay, let me ask you something. Is someone really making conversation about their daughter's chest? I mean,
that's a joke, right?
Oh, okay.
I think there are men out there who probably are stupid enough to do that.
Okay, I can promise you that if, in fact, somebody ever commented on my daughter's chest,
I would think that would be a quick,
out the door. Wow, she's got a hell of a rack on her. He'd be out the door. But that was just me. That was just a joke.
Oh, okay. I thought you were reading that straight from the thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh my gosh.
The red flags. I added Like references to your daughter's chest.
Okay,
or
when you said that, I thought you were reading because your eyes were going across like you're reading. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
You know, I have a sheet of notes in front of me.
Yeah.
And then on that sheet of notes has things that I've added to this just for the sake of doing a commitment.
Well, I thought you were reading it from that. And I'm like, well, hold the door.
Hold the door.
Yeah.
Not I'm hold like, the dough.
Hold the dough.
Hold the phone.
I'm like, does somebody actually do that? It's like, okay.
Right?
I may not be the father, but it's the mother. I'm like, okay, out you go.
Especially if she's commenting on your son's chest.
Yeah, well,
you know, his man
anybody's chest.
His little man titties he's got working. This always drove my daughters crazy when I would do this. But I did it. I didn't care. Directly state what your expectations are and what his responsibilities are when he is out with your daughter.
No, I think that's fine. My dad used to do that.
Well, you're an adult woman. Every single time and every single boy that has ever dated my daughter has been told that I demand respect for my daughter. And then if I find out that you disrespected my daughter in any way, shape or form, first of all, she's no longer dating you. And second of all, I might be coming for you. Mm-hmm. And trust me, you do not want me coming for you because I will come hard.
Okay. My father did that too.
I didn't write that. That just came out.
My father did that too. And I will tell you, it mortified me at the time. Mortified me.
And he didn't give a shit.
And no, he didn't.
He didn't give a damn.
And now, as an adult woman, I'm like, I'm so glad he did that. But at the time, it is mortifying. You're like, oh my gosh, dad.
Yeah, embarrassing.
But I'm so glad he did.
I did, and I'll do what I do.
Yeah.
I got a granddaughter coming up. Guess who's giving the speech?
Her dad, I hope.
Well, that's true. But yeah. And I'll be right there on his shoulder going, yeah, huh? Uh-huh. I'm fully armed,
co-signing
bitch.
All of it.
Fully armed, bitch. I got an arsenal in that house. Watch body language. Watch his body language. If he folds his arms and moves away when talking to you, however subtly, he is resisting what you're saying. And then, finally, and we'll wrap this up because it is a Friday, check his car as they drive away. Is it appropriate for his position in life, or has he overextended himself financially for the sake of being noticed? This may not be a thing for teenage kids, but if it's a daughter that's 23, she's dating a 26-year-old, and he's driving something that's well outsized, and I don't mean size-wise, but for his pay or his station in life, that he might be doing something like what I discovered my daughter's boyfriend was doing, was selling heroin.
Gosh,
that is so scary to me.
This indicates the kind of choices he makes, which may have an effect on the decisions he makes about your daughter. Even more critical, is the vehicle well maintained? If he's taking care of the car, he'll generally take care of your daughter.
Whatever the vehicle is, even if it's not brand new, if it's an older car, but he's taking care of
Insist on checking the dipstick for black oil. If it's too black, he's not taking care of his car. I just made that up.
But just I was going to say, you're going to go out there and lift the hood. And I'm like, okay. Excuse me, son. I'm going to go out here and.
But just in case.
Could you pop the hood for me, please?
Jot down his license plate number as he's leaving.
Or take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Well, or if you don't want to be so obvious, you can just memorize it really quickly and go write it down.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if, in fact, something happens, you know what? Then you'll know where the car
is. That's so true.
You know, and there's license plates readers and people go missing and they find that stuff in a damn heartbeat. We learned a lot about what they find and how quickly they can find it when this TBI that we love so much searched out and found the asshole Kenny DeHart after he killed the Blount County Sheriff's officer. So there's some tips. Dads, watch your daughters and don't give a shit what they think about it.
That's really good.
I didn't. Also, the same thing would happen like if they had an issue at school that needed a parent or parental discretion or, and I would, you know, I'll take care of it. I'll take it. No, Dad, no. I would go take care of it. Oh my God, Dad, thank you so much. I don't know what I would do if you didn't take care of things. Okay, remember this the next time I'm about to take care of something for you. And oh my God, I'm going to be
every time,
I'm going to be ostracized. I'm going to be made fun of. Dad, thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah.
But it's hard when in the moment.
Yeah. That's what she said. Hope it lasts longer than that, everybody. All right, goodbye. Have a great weekend.